to Two Lacquered Ladies, the podcast about nail polish and nail art by the ladies who stream it. I'm Stephanie, aka Fanatic, here on every social media platform that matters. I'm an unprofessional nail artist, and I like to make fan art on my nails.
Howdy, my name is Danny, and you can find me as Danny Shout online. I'm a science educator by day and a nail art hobbyist by night. On stream, I like to create scenes with themes on my nails.
Well, welcome back, everybody.
Well, hi there.
Well, hi there.
It's tradition
episode
now.
Episode one. Yeah, right? 49, and we're still doing that. oh my goodness. It's been some time. Not some time, like it hasn't been a long time or anything, but it feels like so much has happened, doesn't it, Danny?
Yeah, it's been the end of October into this month has been a lot of changes, a lot of craziness. I'm sitting at my desk. It's raining outside. It's finally somewhat cool. I will not say the word cold yet, but cool for Texas. It's feeling like winter, kind of, at least a little bit. As winter as it gets.
It's been super cold here. And if you're wondering what super cold is, for me personally, it's about 50 degrees.
Ooh.
That's,
nippy.
Brisk. And I know that our Canadians are like, let me know when it gets into the negative digits. And
it
no,
doesn't.
I won't, because,
doesn't happen.
You won't
here.
Hear about it from me.
Right? I'm sitting here at 77, like, it's cool outside. It's a little bit. It's a little chilly, tiny bit. November-y, November vibes.
See, that's how, like, you and I are just the tiny bit different. You're like, it's a little chilly. And I'm like, 77, it's a little warm.
Oh, yeah.
74. So we get to maybe perfect.
Fair enough.
A little chilly to perfect. Yeah. Just that little difference.
Well, compared to how it's been, because it's, oh my God, October was so hot and muggy because like it's raining and stuff. It's just, as much as I want to love fall and autumn vibes, it's so gross here during autumn. It's just nasty. But yeah, how you been?
I've been pretty good. I've been working on a lot of stuff. I've been working on stuff for us. I've been working on stuff for my general, regular personal life. Not doing as much nail stuff as I feel like I should be doing, but I know that it's going to kind of like turn back around and I'll get back into it, but I'm keeping up with my Friday streams. But the exciting thing is that I did do a little bit of graphic design and a little bit of artwork, and I made us a new sticker.
So excited.
For Polish Pickup Bingo.
Yes, I have been wanting bingo merch. Other people have been wanting bingo merch, so I'm so excited.
Yeah. I should definitely work on a few different bingo merches, but basically, here is how you get the merch that you want made for the Two Lacquered Ladies brand. You bug me about it on stream repeatedly, which our good friend Earth Girl on Easy has been doing for the past few months.
Good job, Earth Girl.
Yeah, great job. So a while back, Watcha released a polish called Psychedelic, I think is what it was called. And their inspiration was labeled as skull image. Just skull image. And I offhandedly said skull image, my favorite image. And Earth Girl really ran with that. And the chat really seemed to vibe with that concept. We've seen other polishes inspired by images since then that were not skull images. So I crafted an idea of how I want to do some skull image merch because Earth Girl kept bugging me about it. And I was like, thank you. I will do this. I drew it. I colored it. And I made them into some holographic stickers. And actually, I'm going to be opening up a sticker shop on Ko-fi because Ko-fi is free as opposed to on Etsy. And yeah, I'm excited because this is just kind of my first dipping my toe into actually fulfilling orders on my own. So if I'm okay at it, then who knows what might show up in that shop.
I'm very excited. I'm going to order some for sure. Turn them into magnets like the non-committed person that I am.
Well, thank you. So yeah, check out, there'll be a link to it in the description. It will be up by the time this podcast is out because it'll be a week after we record. But yeah, I'm super excited to have some merch. And of course, at Polish Pickup Bingo, we will be giving the two winners their very own skull image stickers. I'll be sending that out. If you want them, just give me your address and I'll do it. But yeah, Danny, how has your luxurious life been?
Oh, it's been so nice. It's been so nice. So I have been doing a lot more nail stuff. This Halloween season was pathetic so far as my nail art goes. Like it was, I did maybe 8 looks. It was pathetic compared to what I normally do. So now that I have a little more time, I have a little less stress. I should say a lot less stress. I am being a lot more creative and I'm doing a lot of swatching still. I'm actually on my last Helmer drawer. Finally made it. Is it my last like group of polish that I need to swatch? No, I have all these racks next to me, but it's exciting to be in the last drawer. So yeah, I've been getting my swatching done and doing nail art and it's just felt so good. So November is definitely all about the neutrals. I've been doing a lot of like nature-y neutral ones and I like that. I like my neutral vibes sometimes.
You do. You do like your neutral vibes. Can't relate. On the neutral vibes. I've been doing more dark nails though. I don't really know what set me off. I know during this summer I was more into dark nail polish because my air conditioning broke. And when it's cold, I'm like, I don't want to have cold nails. I don't understand people who live in the snow and are like, I'm gonna have snowy, wintry themed nails. I'm like, I can't look at that, but maybe it's because they're inside and it's warm inside. Because that's the thing is that like in the summer, my AC blasts.
Yeah.
I get super cold. And then I'm like, I can't think about cold things right now. I have to have hot summer colors on my nails. And then in winter, it's cold. And I'm like, I have to have hot summer colors on my nails.
You're consistent.
I'm consistent. So yeah, the temperature has been fluctuating around me, which has been messing with my brain. But it's good because I have a lot of dark nail polishes that I have bought and been like, oh, that's cute. And then never wore. So
yeah, I'm getting to the point now that I'm going through and swatching all these. I'm like, oh, I forgot I had this. Oh, I forgot I had this. I think I need to pull a Hillary and start tracking the last time I wore my different shades of nail polish so that I make sure I'm getting to all of them. Gosh, the spreadsheets, though, have been a task. So I started with one spreadsheet and very quickly ran out of space on it because I'm using like a website where you can host pictures and stuff with your spreadsheet. It's called Airtable. Wendy introduced it to me. But yeah, so I kind of filled up the first spreadsheet and I was like, okay, let me separate out the Holo Taco. So now Holo Taco has its own spreadsheet. Oops. It still filled up the original spreadsheet. Okay, I'm going to put my mainstreams on their own spreadsheet. So now I have 3 spreadsheets that I'm managing. It's a lot.
How many polishes do you have, Danny?
Well, okay, I'm not done counting because as I go through drawers, I discover that there are things missing on my spreadsheet or I'm taking ones off that I decide to destash because I do have actually a pretty decent destash at this point. I don't know how I'm going to destash them yet, but they're there. But let me get out my calculator and add these up for you. Let's see. I'm going to count the Holo Tacos I just bought, which leads me to a complete collection for Holo Taco, which is very exciting. This is definitely not all of them, but 1,039 bottles.
You know, I'm surprised it's that low.
Yeah. It's not that low because like I said, I still have to, I'm not counting like my stamping polishes and I know there's a bunch missing from parts of my collection and stuff. So it's under 2000 though. It's definitely under 1500, I'd say, but I don't know.
I believe that.
How much under.
How much under. Yeah. But yeah, so you have been filling out your Holo Taco collection.
Yes.
I have not been. Let's hear about your journey with your Holo Taco.
I was so strong. I was so strong. I'd like nothing but praise in the comments for how long I waited to spend money.
Great job.
No, the dark. I'm proud of myself because I'm pretty bad about that. When I want something, I want it now.
Yeah.
I'm an Aries. What can I say? So the Dark Academia collection came out a while ago now. And I was like, okay, I'm going to wait for Black Friday sale. Thank goodness Black Friday sale started this Saturday. It's a little early, but that's fine with me. At the same time, the Underglow collection was launched, which is the latest boxed collection. And according to Christine, it is going to be the last boxed collection for a while, or at least the way she put it is the last, quote, traditional boxed collection. So either they're going to be doing some funky boxes like they did with the tea collection and stuff like that, or we're just not going to see these boxes for a while. So I'm very interested to see how that goes. But yeah, it's an all Shimmers collection and you probably own them already. Being completely honest, anyone who's collected nail polish for a while, you have these. But now I will have them plus whatever Mooncats are dupes for them.
Yeah, I was telling Danny before we started, I was like, yeah, I saw them. And I was like, sorry, too little, too late, hun.
Mm-hmm. It's some standard shimmers. Yeah.
Contrasting shimmers like that and metallic foils that are not the ones that she makes, because she, for some reason, makes me and Christine do not have the same taste in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I think we like purples and pinks in similar ways, but she's not really like as into the blue shimmer as I am, which obviously is a sin and a crime against humanity. Yeah. I don't really like her foils, and I stand by that. They break down as well. I don't feel like I need to even, I didn't like the pictures of them. I hear they look really nice in person, but then they don't after a year or two. So I wasn't missing out on anything.
To be fair, in my experience, that only happened with the one that blue. Can't even think of its name right now. What was it called?
Cold Shoulder.
Cold Shoulder. Thank you. Because like I said, I've been going through and swatching my collection and the other foils are holding up just fine.
Someone in the Discord, I don't remember the color, but it wasn't Cold Shoulder. They had dissolving in another one. And I have Favorite Sister. That one seems to be fine, but still I compare it to my other like red foils and foil adjacent polishes. And I'm like, this isn't as good in my opinion. But yeah, so we don't really have the same tastes. And it took her so long to come out with this collection. I already have tons of shimmers. I already have a bunch of ones that I like better than the ones that she's made. And I really feel like I'm just kind of, I'm becoming so removed from Holo Taco. If I wasn't collecting other polishes, if I hadn't for this whole time collecting other polishes, I think I would have been more excited by the Dark Academia collection. But I have the Orly Surrealist collection, which came out 2 years ago and really fills like almost exactly the same need. So whatever.
Yep. And you are not alone in that. There's a lot of people I noticed in the Discord and usually more polish collectors who are not as excited about this. And that's totally fine. Christine kind of talked about it on stream, not exactly that, but there was a poll trying to figure out, like, what's your favorite shade? You know, she's just taking data.
Yeah.
And stuff from the YouTube audience. And one of the first ones that got voted out by the YouTube audience was the white, the Swan Song, and which is, it's a white with a blue shimmer. It's very pretty, but like, we all have a white with a blue shimmer already. And she explained that this is a 6-piece collection. Normally she would do a 5-piece collection. And she's like, well, what do you cut? What do you cut? Do you see how hard it is? And everyone in the YouTube audience was like, well, we'll cut the white or whatever. And she's like, no, because you guys are a different group than the actual who's buying Holo Taco the most, the kind of general audience, if you will. So obviously the YouTube audience is going to be a little bit more of the fanatics.
Yeah.
The ones who are super into the bold, fun, crazy formulas and all that kind of stuff. But Holo Taco is on its way to becoming kind of a mainstream brand. It's in Ulta stores now. Like there are,
yeah,
quote unquote, normies buying this stuff. And what do normies buy? They buy pinks and whites and reds. Yeah. So she's, they like, I can't cut do. It.
Which, like, to be honest, I have a pink and white and red, like.
Yeah, I love those colors too. I love those colors too. So yeah, but you can't cut the work appropriate colors. That would just not make any sense business-wise. So it was interesting to hear her talk about that a little bit. I didn't stay for the whole stream, but I stayed for quite a bit of it. And I think these are gorgeous. Do I think I own some of these already? Yeah, definitely. In fact, I could probably pull out a couple Mooncats that look,
yeah,
just like this. But I'm still excited, especially about the box. You know how I feel about boxes. I love boxes.
Yeah. I respect your Holo Taco collecting. I think that it's lovely. I collect stuff.
I feel like I'm the last holdout in the Discord. And so I feel like I almost owe it to the Discord. I would do this for myself. Don't get me wrong. But like, I do feel like I have to be that representative of like, waving my little Holo Taco flag. Like, I'm still here.
I absolutely love that you are still like in the Holo Taco camp, because I do feel like there are probably a few people or a fair number of people who listen to the podcast who are also still in the Holo Taco camp.
Yeah.
If we weren't in that camp, we need someone in that camp.
Yeah. So someone's got to check in on the Holo Taco. Yeah.
It was so funny, though, because me and a couple other people were just chatting about how we aren't getting the Holo Taco, or we don't know, or this one's not really doing it for us. And then Danny didn't read anything and just posted, yay, look what I bought. I'm so excited. Like right in the middle of this, like,
I'm so excited. And then I read. Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't like any sort of hate speech against Holo Taco. It wasn't like us like disliking Holo Taco, but just us being like, well, we're not buying it. And it was just so funny. Like I laughed out loud when you posted that. Good timing.
Absolutely not the vibe of the conversation. And then here I come. Wee!
Yeah.
I'm getting the box.
It was great. 10 out of 10.
I will admit, as beautiful as I think these shimmers look, I am more excited about Dark Academia because, ooh, dark wintry vibes. I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
Vero was saying in the Discord that Dark Academia is like, oh, how did they word it? It was like teenagers pretending to go to college or something.
Yes.
I came back. I was like, yeah, I completely agree with that. I think also women in their 30s pretending they went to Hogwarts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Neither of us have had the experience.
Oxford, Cambridge.
Yeah. The dark academia. No, I didn't go to a dark academia school. It was a Baptist university. Admittedly, one dining hall on campus was modeled after Oxford, and so it had a very dark academia vibe, which was really cool because you walk in, they have the long dark wooden tables, dark wood everywhere. It was beautiful. But then you got pizza, and it just kind of, you know?
Yeah.
It just kind of didn't really match. And so you're eating it, and you're like, okay.
My husband went to a school, it was a tech school, and the computer area, like I want to say lab, but that's kind of minimizing what it actually was. He was one of the people who worked at like the help desk for computers. So he worked in this building and it was a ye olde timey cathedral they had converted into this computer space.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah, I went to technically a Christian college, a college that started off being a Christian college, but it really stopped. It's really funny because my college, like people will be like, oh, that's a Christian college. And I'm like, you don't know this college at all. One thing, they have like a Holocaust library in it, which I thought was very, very interesting. And a lot of the classes had a lot of the GEs you could take with like that kind of emphasis. So there's that, and there's an interfaith center, and it was very, very liberal, but people would still be like, oh, there's another university around here called, I think it's called, is it Loyola? No, is it? I'm not sure. There's another one around here where I actually was offered basically a scholarship there by one of my like junior college teachers, but you literally had to promise you weren't going to do gay stuff. And I was like, not happening.
I went to, yeah. I don't remember having to sign any. Granted, it was a while ago now, so maybe I did have to sign a document. I know I did for the dorms, to live on the dorms, you know, that wouldn't have any inappropriate relationships, whatever. I think I remember that. And, you know, we had to go to chapel, and chapel was, like, for grade, which was really annoying. You just had to stay awake. That was. But, yeah.
Yeah, none of that at my school.
Yeah. And that's the thing, even if you go to a Christian university, if you're not into all that, there are other people there who are not into that, and you'll find them and it'll be fine, in my experience. But yeah, it is weird, the little contracts and stuff you have to sign and be like, okay, I promise. I think the biggest thing at my school was the drinking. It was a dry campus, and so like they were very concerned about, you will not have alcohol. Your body counts as a container. If you drink off campus and then try to come on campus, it's not allowed or whatever. Yeah. Good luck with that. Oh.
Wow. Fantastic. Colleges are amazing.
Anyway, back to Holo Taco. The sale is on if you're interested. I'm sure it's selling out of stuff fast, though, because I know during the stream on Saturday, the hand cream sold out, which I went ahead and added it to my wish list because people seem to really like it. And I'm like, you know what? I'll try this. So hopefully it shows up on the rewards at some point and I'll try it out. But yeah, I'm going to try to continue this trend of waiting for the next sale. Because in the spring / I want to say it's like late February, somewhere around there, there's the Holo Taco royalty sale, So any collections that come out by then, I should be able to get on discount and stuff. So I'm going to try.
Yeah.
Try and continue. You have been doing amazing with your low buy. Good job.
Yes. Okay. I have been doing amazing with my polish low buy. Now, have I been low buying? Actually, I have been low buying. My husband and I have been doing a really good job at budgeting, and I have been cooking all but one meal a week most weeks.
That's awesome. Good job.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm so proud of myself, and I have a lot. If you, like me, just struggle with cooking because I kind of technically have a disability. I have a really hard time standing up all the time and my back and everything. It's very bad. And a lot of times I'll be like, I'm not going to do that because like, I'm just like too tired. I now have a rolly stool in the kitchen and it's so comfy and it has turned cooking into just such a different animal. I can just sit at my stove in my rolly stool and I can chat online. So it used to be if I like set up something to cook that wasn't just a set it and forget it, but wasn't something that you need to like saute the whole time, I would like walk away and I'd be like, oh, is it burning? Because I'd want to go sit down. So now I can just sit next to my stove and just be like, oh, you want me to flip you?
You ready?
You ready? But I can also roll around and do dishes and stuff and not have to like get up. And even if I'm just dead to the world, I can still just be at the stove.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I saw a post, I think it was on Instagram or whatever, and it said something about finally getting over the years of ableist thinking, and I finally bought myself the shower stool, and now it's amazing or whatever. It's like, yeah. It's just,
yeah.
We've talked about this before. Like, just get the aids. It's out there. Just get the help you need. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. And besides, me getting this rolly stool is helping me with, like, cleaning, and it's helping me with cooking. I'm actually a lot more physically fit because I started off just like doing that. Mm-hmm. And now I'm a lot more comfortable walking around, standing, doing stuff a little more physical because I kind of just gave myself that bridge to get there.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of improved my core strength from doing that. And then also there's some stuff that's like not easy to do in the chair. So it's easier to do that stuff. And it kind of, I think that there's this like idea that if you get physical aids for your disability, or even if it's not like a full disability, even if it's just, you know, even if you're telling yourself you're lazy, I don't think that's a thing that exists. Even if you're telling yourself you're lazy, just getting the thing that helps you do the thing is going to give you more momentum. One of my favorite things for myself, and I'm doing a lot of like, obviously like self-discovery stuff recently. One of my favorite things that I say to myself is that there's no such thing as motivation. There's only momentum.
Mm.
And that gets me going like most times because I'm like, even if I'm not feeling it, even if like I don't feel like writing that day or I feel like anything that I write is going to be crappy, I kind of try to write like almost a page a day, even if I'm just going to erase it.
Yeah.
And do I write as fast as a lot of writers do? No, I don't. But like I do write. I do get it out. Y'all see the art that I make. I do get stuff done.
Yeah.
If it's not perfect. But yeah, so like I haven't been buying. I have only been buying from Polish Pickup.
Mm.
Every month, except for I think like 2 months ago, I didn't buy because there wasn't anything I wanted. I've just been buying Polish Pickup, just the stuff that I really, really want. I'm being really, really ruthless. And honestly, for me, it hasn't been that hard. I'm not the kind of person who is like extremely affected by FOMO. That's just like a personal trait of mine, is that I'm not that kind of person. So like, I'm definitely leaning into that. That I'm not going to feel too left out by it. But yeah, like I have so many nail polishes that I don't wear that I want to wear more. Danny said, I don't know if you said it on stream or not, that you did on the podcast or not, that there's polishes that you forgot that you had. And like, I kind of wonder, because I feel like there isn't for me. I can't imagine there actually isn't polishes I forgot that I had. I feel like there must be. But I still feel like I have like a pretty good grasp of what I have. And that makes me really happy to know. I don't feel like I want to add just a bunch of random stuff to my collection.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we've been spending money on different stuff. My husband and I, of course, have been into miniature painting and miniature adapting. Like I've been doing like kit bashing, which is where you take two different miniature kits and bash them together. And sculpting and painting. Right now I'm working on a armored personnel carrier for Fallout, but I'm painting it like the Studebaker in the Muppet movie.
Excellent.
And yeah, I'm also getting a lot of decor for my room. I've gotten a bunch of posters recently. I'm working on a collage and I'm just having a, I'm having a blast with my low buy.
That's
awesome.
Thank
you very much.
I'm very proud of you. I am. Wish I could say the same. Admittedly, I've been okay. I mean, yeah, like you said, polish pickup. I really enjoy polish pickup. So I like buying from that every month. And then Olo Taco is all I've bought. So granted, it's quite a purchase, but I gotta get my fix.
But you used to buy Olo Taco, all of it.
Yeah.
At the time it came out, and you used to buy several collections a season. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, and polish pickup. So that's absolutely a improvement.
Yeah. Oh, and I still get an Orly Color Pass. That's admittedly like most of the polishes where I was like, oh yeah, this polish. It was from Orly Color Pass.
Yes. Yes. Same.
It's a lot.
Yeah. I forgot about Orly Color Pass because Orly Color Pass is such a deal.
It really is. Because I did the math for my spreadsheet. I like to track the price on there the best I can. I don't like to look at the total, but I like to just know that it's there. And I think Orly Color Pass makes it come out to be about $5 or less per polish, which for 18 freaking milliliters, like,
yeah,
wow, that's a lot. Yeah, Orly Color Pass is too good of a deal to not get. So if you are interested in Black Friday, I highly recommend the Polish Pickup website. It has a list of indie Black Friday deals and like the details about them, when they're happening, how much, and all that. So we'll leave that link in the description for you guys. And there's a couple that I might purchase from for Black Friday. You mentioned Glisten and Glow. Perfect time to stock up on staples. Got to get that top coat.
Yeah, for Glisten and Glow, my recommendations are, of course, the top coat. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Best top coat ever. The glitter grabber. Mm-hmm. It's a glitter grabber.
It's a good one.
Very good. I love the dry and prep. And I know people who've had problems with, no matter what they do, their nail polish peeling off, like our beloved Gidge, who have tried the dry and prep from Glisten and Glow, and it's pretty much solved their problem. Even though I feel like when I use it, I'm just kind of like, well, I'm just doing some little specials because I feel like it. Because like, I don't generally have that problem, but maybe that's one of the reasons I don't have the problems, because I've been so into prep for so long. Mm. But yeah, people who do have that problem have said it works for them too. So I highly recommend the dry and prep. Also, they have a new black speckled topper, which is great. Also, I saw that they still have their neons, that one neon, the Tiki Time collection. They have that. They have the bleach neons.
Yes. The Sweet Treats collection is the one I got. And that's the bleach neons. Oh, so good.
Yeah. I haven't gotten the bleach neons. I do want to get them. I don't know if I'm going to get them this year or not. But I do have the Tiki Time collection. The Tiki Time collection is the best, I think the best neon formula I've used. And you know that I'm a Cirque Vice person. I don't want to call myself a girly.
I don't either. I don't like that term.
Yeah, I don't like it. But I am a Cirque Vice aficionado. And if she just made straight up dupes every year, I might go for that.
That's fine.
But yeah, that is my one Black Friday recommendation. Danny has more.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to not look at too many because I will find things that I want if I look. But I am interested in Pinnacle Polish for the National Parks collection. I have Volume 1, and I think they're beautiful, and I love National Parks, so the theming is great. I am tempted, because I want to say two more volumes have come out, I'm kind of tempted to get them in minis. I don't know if that will drive me too crazy, though, to have one Volume 1 full size and then the rest in minis. But maybe.
What's the price difference?
Quite a bit. So National Parks Volume 3, if you get the full size bottles, it's $72. If you get the mini, it's $36. So pretty darn significant. I'll probably get the minis. And then that will leave room to go look at Danny Vienna and see what I can get there, because I've been very interested in the artist's collection from Danny Vienna. I think it'd be fun to get a couple of those. But yeah, other than that, I'm trying not to look too much.
Yeah, that's a good idea. All right. Well, to stop us from looking any more into Black Friday sales, you can do that research on your own. We are going to take a cuticle break. And when we come back, we'll be answering some audience questions. So stay tuned. Hey, everyone. It's Stephanie. And today we have some very special announcements. First off, Sunday, December 1st is Polish Pickup Bingo. So join us at 4 p.m. PST for fun and prizes, including our brand new skull image sticker for the first two winners. And speaking of stickers, the Fanaticure/Two Lacquered Ladies sticker shop is open. Limited numbers of every sticker we've ever made will be in the shop, including the brand new holographic skull image sticker with art and design by yours truly. Stickers ship for the same price, whether you buy one or 100. So check out the link in the description and get some stickers. And now back to the show. Everybody, we are back. We are moisturized. We are in our lane. We are thriving. And we do have some audience questions. I do feel like I've been moisturized in my lane and thriving recently, especially with my extra moisturized right hand, because I've been having some weird skin problems. And so I've been Michael Jacksoning it, but dark Michael Jackson.
I was thinking of Mice and Men, to be completely honest.
I don't remember how gloves fit into that story.
Oh, man. I haven't read it since high school, but the main bad guy farmer on one of his hands, he wears a glove with his hand covered in Vaseline to keep it soft for his wife. Just really creepy.
He does what I do.
Yeah, but like for a creepy reason.
Exact same thing.
He's like creepy about it though, you know what I mean? No, it's I think the gesture itself is perfectly fine, but I remember the way he talks about it in the book is he's just kind of a creepy guy, I think. I mean, fair he's enough. The bad guy. You're not supposed to like him. Anyway, You think Michael Jackson? I think Steinbeck.
Yeah, you know, you're right, too, because I didn't realize how incredibly direct the comparison was. But that's on me, because here's what happened. I went from my, like, freshman English class to my sophomore English class. I was supposed to go to American Lit and British Lit. But then I moved up to AP, so I didn't have to read any of those books in there. No Grapes of Wrath, no Of Mice and Men.
You missed some real treats. I think I'm the only one who finished reading Grapes of Wrath in my class. Everyone else gave up somewhere along the way, and I got to the end, and I was like, did y'all read the end? It was crazy. And they were like, no. I was like, I need to talk to somebody about this. It was weird. It was crazy.
I'm loving the lore.
Why am I alone in knowing this knowledge? I was so mad. I was like, this isn't fair.
Why won't somebody talk to me about the Grapes of Wrath?
I know. Well, because I don't want to be alone in my suffering. And then there was another summer where we were supposed to read 1984 and Brave New World. And I decided to start with 1984 to like get it out of the way because it's like the bigger book, you know? And it was such a, oh my God, it was a difficult thing to get through that book. And I didn't have enough energy left to read Brave New World, which apparently is like fun and crazy and like a really easy read. And I was like, why didn't I start with that? So, yeah.
Start with a warm up. Always start with a warm up.
Start with a warm up. Learn from me. You children watching this. You shouldn't be watching.
Yeah, exactly. Do not listen to this. If you need to read Grapes of Wrath for high school, click off.
Yeah.
But anyway, we do have a warm-up question, because this is a pretty short one. This one is from our beloved Vero, and Vero asks, what is the best peel-off base coat? I think I should try it because my nails will just pop off instead of me peeling my polish for a week or two before doing them.
Yes, the chipped nail polish. Your polish looks good for like a couple days, and then it starts chipping, and then it just slowly chips away. I am done with those days. I live a full peel-off base coat lifestyle now, and I love it. I'm going to say that Holo Taco has the best peel-off base coat, but only by a smidge over the Unt is perfectly fine. The Orly, honestly, does a fine job. I use the Orly primarily on my swatches and things like that. The trick to peel-off base coat is prep. Make sure that your nails are totally dry, totally clean. If you do want it to last a little bit longer, then make sure you cap your ends and kind of wrap the polish around the base coat. Will you have some polish left over after they pop off? Yeah, but it's so much less cleanup than a full like soak off or anything like that. And the real truth of it is that the more you use peel-off base coat, the longer it lasts. Because when you first start out, they will pop off after a day or two, maybe even the same day. And because I've experienced that with my right versus left hand, my left hand, I can have a peel off base coat for, I've gone 2 weeks. Not every single nail survived, but I've gone 2 weeks with one manicure on with a peel-off base coat. My right hand, though, that I do a lot less often, they pop off within a day or two. And that's just because those nails aren't as conditioned. So that's the trick to peel-off base coat is consistency. Just using it all the time.
Yeah, I don't use peel-off base coat. I have many because that just happens. Life yep. happens. You get peel-off base coats.
Yep. Thanks, Orly.
Thank you, Orly. Now I have how many milliliters of one night stand?
Right.
How many more will I get over the years?
And I will take them off your hands next time I see you.
I do think that peel-off base coat, I mean, obviously, I think that it's great for, you know, a lot of people love peel-off base coat. But I do think it is great if you are the kind of person who does pick at your chipped nails. If you're going to pick at them anyway, might as well not hurt your nails in the process.
Speaking of peel-off base coat, did you see I posted an Instagram story of my, I don't know what got into me. I had finished swatching my neutrals and I decided to scoot all of the peel-off polish onto one paper towel. It was nasty looking. I was very proud of it, though. You didn't see it.
I did not see that. Oh, no. Man.
I don't. So the way I do swatches is I'll put down a peel-off base coat. Oh, another tip. Make sure that peel-off base coat dries fully, completely for best effects. So yeah, when I swatch, I put down a peel-off base coat. Then I do two coats of the polish, snap some pictures, and then I'm done. So I just squeegee it off my nail. It doesn't pop off because it's, you know, it hasn't dried fully. I just kind of like scoot it off my nail with a wood stick. And for some reason, with my neutrals, I decided to just do them all in a row, in two rows, actually, on the same paper towel over the course of like a week or two or whatever. And it was gross looking. And I was very proud of it. Not that many Lovely. People reacted to it.
You should send me the picture in Discord. Do you have it on you?
I might. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, because I do want to see your gross collection. I do want to see
weird
it.
Stuff. Oh, you know what gross thing I did that we totally didn't talk about? Weird Manny Squad.
Yes!
Weird Manny Squad was anything but nail tools. I embraced that fully. And I put salt and pepper on my nails.
So what did you suspend it in?
So
I saw
first...
the after, but not the during.
You saw the crime scene after it was committed. So yeah, we weren't supposed to use any nail tools. So I took that a little further and didn't use any nail anything. I mixed Elmer's glue with watercolor paints to get color. And then I applied it with a Q-tip. So it was nice and fibrous and blotchy. And then I just sprinkled a little salt and pepper packet over top of the nails. And chef's kiss. I love them.
Gross. I'm so proud of you, though. That's incredible. I need to get back into the Weird Manny Squad. I'm like in it. I am in the chat. But like, I have been allergic to Instagram recently. I've just been like, every time I look at it, I'm like, I know. Can't.
It's a lot. Oh, Instagram's being dumb anyway. Apparently soon you're not going to be able to follow hashtags. What's the point of that? I don't understand.
I don't understand things. You know that.
Yeah. People making decisions and I'm just like, no.
No, don't do that. No. We do have one more audience question. It's also from Vero. And Vero asks, what are your best ideas for manis for Cannon Frauder, who is Vero's beautiful husband, that they could wear to work? I don't wear a lot of neutrals, but Danny does. But I have some ideas. Danny, though, what are your suggestions for work-appropriate nails?
Neutrals. My love. Any of the Orly cream neutrals, because creams are classic. They're beautiful. They are subtle. You know what I mean? You're not going to be catching anyone's... They're not going to reflect into someone's eye in the middle of a meeting, which is really nice. And there's so many colors. You can pick whatever tone suits you best. I always like a nice brown or an off-white, personally. But if you're into manicure hands, mannequin hands, you can always find your skin color and be kind of creepy.
And have your skin nails, your anime skin nails.
Yes, anime skin nails. Exactly. That's always fun. I think gray counts as a neutral and is so flattering on everybody's nails and stuff. So if you want to be a little bit more exciting about it, I guess you could say, linear hollows, I think, are subtle enough for the office in that office lighting. But then when you go outside, you get to have fun.
Yeah, and Hollow Taco has a few nice linear hollows that are neutral, especially from their like pastels collection.
Mm-hmm.
I feel.
Yeah.
Like Coral Chaser.
Honestly, even the Dark Rainbow.
Dark Rainbow too, yeah.
If you want to go kind of the more, because I'm in that wintry mode. But yeah, they've got plenty of like kind of the softer colors. But then there's also their Crushed Hollows. They have that barista collection, like a whole shade, you know, all those different shades. Any of those I think would be super nice. But if it were me, I'd just slap a black flaky taco on top of whatever off-white I want and be a happy as a clam.
Yeah, I think I feel like you kind of have to like give and take when it comes to like office appropriate. It's we can do hollow, but it's got to be a neutral. Mm-hmm. Or we could do something a little more funky, but it's got to be a more subdued formula or darker. Because mm-hmm. I feel like kind of like the darker you get, kind of the more office appropriate those colors can be. So like Danny was saying, the Dark Rainbow collection, simple black polish. Like I don't know what the office wants, you know, if they're like, that's too much. But I tend to go by, because I'm a Disney person, I tend to go by the Disney look standards. What do they think we should wear? They're okay with any cream nowadays. Like it used to be back in my day that it had to be kind of more, it had to be like a more traditional nail color, like a red or kind of a skin tone. It didn't need to be your skin tone, just like a skin tone color. So a brown was okay. So, you know, things like that. That's what Disney used to do. Nowadays, you can wear any color you want as long as it's a cream. But I do hear that they kind of don't even care. A lot of people kind of push the limit. But that's usually where I kind of look to for my standards. But then again, it's not like you're not like me where sometimes I just randomly have access to like insider Disney information, even though I don't work there anymore. But yeah, like I do think that like a nice flesh toned or light pink linear mm-hmm. hollow, I think I'm aware of Cannon Frauder's coloration. So I'm trying to think. I think that Cannon Frauder would look really, really good in some burnt oranges.
Mm.
I think that would be lovely. And I think that a burnt orange can be a very lovely neutral.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know. The one burnt orange that I have is Winifred. I don't think that you should buy Winifred for him. Winifred by Enchanted Polish, my most expensive polish that I own. Not originally supposed to be that expensive, but I'm special. So yeah, like a beautiful burnt orange. And Orly has a lot of burnt oranges, a lot of metallic ones, like Light My Campfire. That might be a bit flashy, but I think it'd look lovely on him. Also, there was, the new one from the fall collection from Terra Nova. Mm. Was it Earth?
Hang on. I have a spreadsheet for that.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. From
the Terra Nova collection. It was called Earth something. Earth Fire. Yes?
Yeah, Earth Fire. Yep, that was the orange. Let me take a look at that. Yeah, that one's, it's fairly bright, but on short nails, especially, I think that would be fine. I do think nail length plays a little bit of a role there. If you have longer nails, they're automatically, that's more color. So it's going to be more noticeable. So maybe stick to, if your office is strict about it, baby pink, I think is always like, you can always get away with like the light pinks and like you said, more traditional reds. But yeah, some orange leaning reds, I think that would look really good too. I'm looking at some oranges here because I never really thought of orange as a neutral color, but you know. It is.
It depends on your skin tone. It's totally a neutral on like my mom, and Cannon Frauder has lovely red hair. So it's definitely a natural color for him. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that would look great.
We're being your little color assistants here on the podcast.
Finding your season. What's your season?
Yeah. What's your season?
Ooh, I just came across, I classified it as an orange from ILNP Autumn from their Harvest collection. Mm. Absolutely gorgeous. But yeah, it's just got to be that dark orange.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a lovely dark orange. I always recommend just go through Orly. Orly ships to Canada where these people are. So it's hard out there for a Canadian.
It is. And Orly's got a nice collect. Anything you want, Orly's got something like it. You know what I mean? They might not have all the super special formulas and stuff. But yeah, if you're just looking for work, go Orly.
All right. Well, I do think that is enough for today. Danny, take us out.
Thank you all so much for listening. Please check out our YouTube channel and leave a comment with your favorite moment, a story to share, and of course, any questions you'd like us to answer in future episodes.
Be sure to check out Danny and I on Twitch, Instagram, and YouTube. I am Fanaticure. She is Danny Shout. All of our links are in the description. Join us next time when we brainstorm more collections Holo Taco should have released 3 years ago.
Stay lacquered.